சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 13 வெர்ஸ் 10. அசக்திரனபிஷ்வங்கஹ புத்ரதார க்ருஹாதிஷு நித்யம் ச சமசித்தத்வம் இஷ்டானிஷ்டோபபத்திஷு இன் தீஸ் ஸ்லோகாஸ் ஃப்ரம் 8 ஆன்வர்ட்ஸ் அப் டு 12th ஸ்லோகா லார்டு கிருஷ்ணா டீலிங் வித் த டாபிக் ஆஃப் ஜ்ஞானம். இன் திஸ் சாப்டர் ஜ்ஞானம் மீன்ஸ் வர்ச்சூஸ் ஆர் தெய்வீ சம்பத் ஆர் வேல்யூஸ் டு பி ஃபாலோட் பை எவ்ரி ஒன், நாட் ஓன்லி ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் சீக்கர் பட் பை எவ்ரி பர்சன் தீஸ் வேல்யூஸ் டு பி ஃபாலோட். By following these values in one's life, person will get physical health. First benefit is physical health. How these virtues are connected to physical health, it is very, very subtle. The values you follow at your mental level, it is a bhavana, it is an attitude. Any value, you value it. At what level? Bhavana level. Bhavana is at mental level, thought level. Once I bring these values into my mental arena, at thought level, that mind is a healthy mind. Because all values are positive, right attitude, at mental level, naturally it brings good health in the body. You can be free from all psychosomatic elements. Because of values, mind is so poised, mind is so confident, and mind is so courageous, mind is so bold enough. Because of those virtues, your mind gets so much immunity. Once we follow the values, our mind gets a lot of immunity, stamina, and a joy in that. There is a joy inside the mind. Once the mind is so healthy, joyful, cheerful, courageous, and confident because of values, naturally, the psychosomatic, psycho means mind, soma means body. Those diseases caused by the mind, I can prevent. Maximum, 99.9% you can avoid. Because mind is relaxed, mind is cheerful, mind is so confident because of virtues. So it gives physical health. Then that gives mental health, of course. Once the mind is following all those positive, right virtues, that mind is a healthy mind. It's a relaxed, confident, bold, courageous, cheerful, peaceful mind. Then mental health also comes. So what are the advantages you see by following values? You get physical health, you get mental health. Not only that, your mind is so healthy, it allows your intellect to be sharp. Since mind is relaxed because of virtues and values, that mind allows the intellect to be sharp and to be efficient. Intellectual health also you get. Mental health leads to intellectual health. The values give physical health, mental health, and intellectual health. Because the mind is so relaxed. Once mind is relaxed, calm, poised, and serene, your intellect is available for reasoning. Your intellect is available for discrimination. Your intellect is available for grasping. So that healthy mind allows the intellect to be more and more efficient. Then you are an intellectually healthy person. Clear? Not only the intellectual health, you get spiritual health also. Whether you like it or not, whether you are a spiritual sadhaka or not, automatically, once you follow the values, you will become a spiritual seeker, naturally. Even you follow one value, all other values follow you. If you follow one value, all other values will come and join with that person. You need not work for each one. One value if you follow as a vratam, all other values come and sit in that. Therefore, you need not worry so many values, when can I follow? You learn what are the values and try to follow which value is easy for you to follow. Follow that with commitment, with sincerity. Then all other values slowly come and join with you. It's very simple. Which value you like more, make your mind saturated with that value. And once the mind is saturated with that value, automatically other values, even you know them, what are they, just they will come and into your mind set naturally. Very, very simple. And you can be happily sleep, without any disturbance in your sleep, once you follow values. So spiritually also you will grow, and spiritually also you will become sooner a qualified person. Sadhana chatushtaya sampanna. What a wonderful design Bhagavan presents. Amanitva madambhitvam ahimsa kshanti rajyavam acharyopasanam shaucham sthairyam atma vinigraha indriyartheshu vairagyam anahankara evacha janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha doshanu darshanam. Up to here we saw in the last class. Then asaktihi, we were seeing asaktihi in the 10th shloka. Up to here we have completed 12 values. List we have completed. 12 values we have completed. Now 13th value is asaktihi. Asaktihi means dispassion. Not having sakti, any attachment in artha. Not having attachment with anything. Asaktihi. The more I have attachment, the more I am hooked to that, and my mind is preoccupied with that object or person. Never allow any person or object to occupy your mind. Never allow any person or object or any situation or any event or any incident in your life, don't allow it to occupy your mind. It is easy to say than done. Easy to say. But you are not planning, it comes and sits in the mind. So deliberately you have to say, no, I don't want to allow this incident or this person or this object in my mind. Not allowing, totally occupying. I can do objectively some analysis whether this is object, this incident, this person. I have to interact with the world totally, I cannot avoid. But if it sits totally in the mind, it is called obsession. How to know I am hooked to or attached to one person or one situation or one incident or one object? How to know? Your mind is go on thinking about that object or that person or that incident. Go on and on and on. And in the olden days, one record player is there. The black record player, his master voice, something. And they put a pin in our house, we were having that. And there's a small pin they put. And that pin and that bring on to that and that record, disc they keep. Those days, that is the disc, I think. CD, big CD. We used to keep on that. And it plays, so many songs will be there. Once the pin is so rough, after the point will go, angiye irukkode. Same song, same word, go on coming. Until you go and remove that, it will continue. Once it is holding there, only hooked there, it is so disturbing, no? Adhe word, 10 vaati, 20 vaati, 30 vaati, until you remove that. Adhe madri nammade, manasu kuda. எனக்கு இதுதான் பெஸ்ட் எக்ஸாம்பிள் தோணிடுச்சு. அங்கேயே பிடிச்சுன்னு அதே திருப்பி எகெயின் அண்ட் எகெயின் அப்படியே நினச்சிட்டு இருக்கேன். என்ன பண்ணணும்னா, எடுத்து அந்த முள்ளு இன்னொரு பக்கம் வைக்கணும், இல்லைன்னா முள்ளு சேஞ்ச் பண்ணு. முள்ளுன்னா அந்த பாயிண்ட் இருக்கு, அதுக்கு ஒரு இது இருக்கும், நீடில் இருக்கும், அந்த நீடில் சேஞ்ச் பண்ணிகிட்டே இருக்கணும். பழசே நீடில் போட்டுட்டான்னு அப்படி பிடிச்சி இல்லை, புதுசு நீடில் போடணும். அது மாதிரி நம்ம மனசு வந்து அது என்ன பேர், அதை தேஞ்சி போயின ரெக்கார்டுன்னு சொல்லுவோம். தேஞ்சு போனால் அப்படியா, நம்ம மனசு கூட இதே மாதிரி ரெக்கார்டு மாதிரி தான், ரெக்கார்டு பிளேயர் மாதிரி தான் போட்டுட்டே இருக்கும். அது நம்ம வந்து அப்படிப்போ மாற்றணும். ஓகே, இது ரொம்ப ரொம்ப கஷ்டம். ஸோ பிகாஸ் த ஃபோர்ஸ் பவர் இஸ் ஸோ பவர்ஃபுல், இட் ஆக்யூபைஸ் வித்தவுட் யுவர் will or plan, it happens and you are helpless in certain condition. எங்கேயாவது தலை பிடிச்சுன்னு ஓடி போகலாம் மாதிரி தோணும். ஆமாம், இது வேண்டாமே வேண்டாமே, எனக்கு எதுக்காக நமக்கே தோணும். ஐ டோன்ட் வாண்ட் திஸ் இன்சிடென்ட் டு கம் இன் த மைண்ட், ஐ டோன்ட் வாண்ட் திஸ் பர்சன் டு கம் இன் மை மைண்ட். அவனே வந்து உட்காருவா. Which we don't want, that only comes in the mind. That is called சக்தி. Then what happens? Mind is preoccupied, that mind is so disturbed, and that mind will not allow the intellect to function. That is why after marriage, you know, why some people's intellect stop functioning. Some people, all I am not telling, some people intellect stop functioning after marriage because both of them are obsessed with each other. Expectation, too much expectation from each other and other family members, lot of disturbance. After marriage, you see, my God, already intelligence is romba kammi irukadhu. ஏன் காரணம் என்னன்னா, மைண்ட் இஸ் ப்ரீ ஆக்யூபைடு, இட் டசன்ட் அலோவ் தி இன்டலெக்ட் டு ஃபங்க்ஷன். So marriage is a beautiful, wonderful, it is a samskara, it happens, I want to get maturity. But unfortunately, it becomes an obstacle in many of their lives, it becomes an obstacle. Because marriage is not obstacle, I am converting everything as an obstacle. Either incident or person or object by themselves, they have no capacity to disturb you. I am empowering them, I am allowing them and to disturb me. Which is more attached to me, that only disturbs me. All people, all incidents will not disturb me. which I am more attached, that will disturb me. Isn't it? Obituary column, we are seeing so many people are dying. Yesterday, the Germany flight also smashed. No single person alive. Namak enna? Adha, what to tell you? Over. You know, we do not know that person, and who are they also, we do not know. But death is death. So many people died at a time. Samashti prarabdha. Gone. Even no one is able to rescue even a single person, means what? But we are not bothered about that. But any death happens to near and dear to me, and mourning period, you know, so many weeks, days, weeks, months. Mourning period depends upon your attachment. Yesterday, plane crash, how much time mourning? No mourning at all. Okay, mourning and aladrade. Okay, we don't cry. The soul at peace, and we are not doing anything. That is Prime Minister condolence anipettara, adu vere vishayam, namakku sambandham illa. The degree of attachment, the degree of pain, suffering depends upon the degree of that attachment. Pain and attachment go together. How much degree you have, that much pain comes. Therefore, object is not having any capacity to disturb you, but your attachment, your possessiveness, your obsession towards that person or object only is the cause. This is called analysis. Everything will not disturb us in the world. Every object will not disturb us. Every incident is not disturbing us. That itself is a proof. No incident or object or person or anyone is not the cause for our pain, sorrow. My attachment towards that alone is the cause. Now you understand. That means I am empowering the person or incident to disturb me. And it becomes a liability for me later, burdensome. எப்படியாவது இந்த தள்ளி போனால் நல்லா இருக்கும், அது அவன் போனால் நல்லா இருக்கும், இல்லைன்னா நானே போயிடுவேன் அவன் தள்ளி போகலான்னு தோணும். ஏன்னா அந்த அளவுக்கு அப்சஷன் மாட்ட. தேர்ஃபோர் லார்டு கிருஷ்ணா சேஸ், வாட் இஸ் த வேல்யூ யூ ஹாவ் டு ஃபாலோ? அசக்தி. நெவர் ஹாவ் எனி பேஷன், நெவர் ஹாவ் எனி அட்டாச்மெண்ட். தேர்ஃபோர் ஹே அர்ஜுனா, மே யூ ஹாவ் அசக்தி. Then next one, anabhishvangaha. Abhishvangaha means almost saktihi and abhishvangaha are same. What is the, no, one more adjective you add, deeper attachment, that's all. Saktihi and attachment. Abhishvangaha means deeper attachment. Asaktihi means not having attachment. Anabhishvangaha means deeper attachment. Na abhishvangaha anabhishvangaha. May you not have any deeper attachment. Attachment with regard to so many other things in the world. But deeper attachment with close things, close people. May you avoid that deeper attachment also. Attachment e vidu nu sollumbodhu deeper attachment sollanuma? Why Bhagavan Krishna enumerate attachment and deeper attachment? Some people may justify, I can avoid attachment on so many things, but deeper attachment how can I avoid? On my daughter, on my son, on my grandson. All these deeper attachments, Bhagavan Krishna says, even deeper attachments also you have to reduce first. Upon what he says, enumerate one by one. Anabhishvangaha, this deeper attachment, that identification, putre nashte aham nashtaha, putre pushte aham pushtaha. My son is eating and becoming fatter and fatter. I become fatter and fatter. And my son is growing happily. As though I am growing. This is psychological identification. And my grandson is growing, growing, growing as though I am growing and I am enjoying, I am healthy, I am strong. You know, already old. But my grandson is running, I run along with him. I become one with that person psychologically. We are only two bodies, but we are one. And chandra only, number two, where sariranda, where, where, nanalu, ni nanu, unuda. That is Abhishvanga. Abhishvanga anna enna artham? We are physically away, but mentally we are one. That is called Abhishvanga. Psychologically, we identify with other person. Other person's pain, other person's problems, all are my problems. I take those problems as my problems. Their pain is my pain. Even we feel more pain than that person. The person who is suffering than that person, we feel more. Though I have got it. And the identification. Abhishvangaha means identification. Identification with what and what? Putra, number one. Abhishvangaha with putra. Once the child is born, you see the father or mother. How much attachment they develop. As though they are on the top of the world. Where are you? You ask, na? I am on the top of the world. People say, enna top of the world? Anandamo anandam anartham. I am on the top of the world. Ecstasy. Excitement. That ananda. Putranandaha. Putre pushte aham pushtaha. Putri, suppose son is, you know, becoming leaner and leaner. Nanu kuda apdi adhu maari avvala attachment. That much abhimana, that much identification. This is called psychological identification. Even though bodies are two, I develop an attachment with me. That body is different, but that person is myself. Aro pranam ani solluva. In Telugu, aravadu pranam. In five pranas we have, my son is my sixth prana. My wife is my sixth prana. That is why sometimes the partner in the life, if they depart, no? One lady, she has got a pet. The pet died. After 1 week, she also died. Only 1 week she lived. Yenna, andalavuk pettu mele abhimanam, abhishvangaha. Say, one spouse depart, next other spouse also depart after few months. Because they become sick, they cannot live alone without that spouse, either wife or husband. That much obsession people get. Putra, son, then Dara, wife. Dara means it's a Bahuvachanam. Dara. Wife Bahuvachanam, Swamiji says, because wife does many activities, therefore Bahuvachanam. Even though she is single lady, but she does so many activities. Ashtabhuja Devi Madri. She is having Ashtabhuja, eight hands. Four this side, four this side, and she does so many activities. Family, bank, market, all, everything she has to take care of. Ivar enna pandraar veetlana TV paathunna cricket match. I saw many ladies working everywhere. You see, from Kashmir to Kanyakumari, everywhere ladies are working hard and gents are working on all new. Adhu kuda doubtful da. Even they are working also, they are very leisurely, everything. She only take care of her children. She only take care of household duties. She only take care of finance. She only taking care of elders, family members, everyone. Maximum. That is why Dara, na, Bahuvachana, na, she is doing a lot of activities of the family. And she answers to the relatives also, all of them. and she is maintaining the relation and she is doing. Naturally, this person develops a lot of abhimana, abhishwanga towards wife. She is my right hand. She is my right hand. If she is not there, my kal kai, my hands and legs will not work. If she is sick, this person's hands won't work. If she is sick, his hands won't work. She is only working. What to do? That is called abhishwangaha. Putra dara. Not all husbands like that. Just I am telling. Maximum are like that. Here you are all good. Good husbands. You are serving to your wives and all. Normally people in the outside world, you see, they expect more from the wife and a lot of things she has to do. And taking care of the children, that poor lady power, and taking care of the children, their study and everything. The same happens to the wife also sometimes. And everything he does. And she is depending upon him. Dara means you can take spouse anyhow. Okay. In the, she is also depending all the time upon him, upon everything, and expecting everything from him. So therefore, that is called Abhishwangaha. Putra Dara. Not over. We have deeper attachment with what? Griha. Upon the Griham also, we have deeper attachment, my house. Non kashtapattittu, no? Everything, that contractor only constructed. But every brick, there is a my pie in that, no? My kashtarjitam. My money is there in every brick, wherever, no? It is my money. How much I struggle to construct this house, no? Lot of abhimana, no? Therefore, I don't want anyone to disturb this house anywhere. That much abhimana. And some people, children say, Nana, appa appa in the house romba chinnada irukka, nama periya veettukku polam, na we'll want to buy new house like that. This is old house. Why we have to live in this house? Let us go to new house. No. I want to leave my breath here only. This is already old house. Tata gave that house. My Tata gave, my father also was here. I am also here. Therefore, you imagine how many years that house. Maybe 80 years, 90 years already. And the house la vidamatam. Avi vittalum, chavi vidamatam. Adhe madri, you want to go. But I don't want to leave this house. That much abhimana. Even though that house, there are no any comforts at all, but this person identify with every door. You know this door from where we got this take. In the take is special take. Idella solluva. And the door patti solluva. Ellame solluva. He is gone describing about that house, so much attached to the door, window. You know, everything is so attached in the house. Putra, dara, griha. Deeper attachment. Why so much attachment with the house? Some people don't want to lock the house and come out. No. Yenna avul attachment house mein. Not over. Adi. Putra dara griha adi padad pet. One lady won't come to the class because of dog at home. It will become sick, Swamini, if I come to the class. Enna paar. Moksham venda. And the dog is the moksha. So people are attached to their pets. Once you go on having the domestic animals, either cow or cat or this dog, you develop attachment. 2 days you feed it, third day, and the Jadabharta Madri. You know the Jadabharta story. That is the typical. We also develop attachment, and the kaka varli, and the dog varli, and the saapadave illa iniki, the dog has not taken at all, so what? Enak saapadadhukku pidikave illa, yenna, and the dog saapadala enna, idhukku adu sickness, so much of attachment towards a dog. You should not say dog and all, he, you have to say, yeah, he didn't took food today, If it is male, female, and she didn't took food. Then suddenly I saw who didn't took food. She didn't took food, and who is there? And a party irkana ullan nenche. Illa illa swamini dog. She didn't took food. And they take the dog and keeping on their lap and pampering so much of love and affection. Obsessed. So much obsession. And they carry that in the handbag also. I saw one lady. And they bring Bombay to Chennai. Same dog should come. Adhik flight la permission kudukkanu. And the flight order permission kudupa. And in the bag lo potittu thanne. Adhik oru feeding bottle. Adhella vechinne. You have to carry. It travels through the flight. It comes through the flight, it comes through the AC car, it comes through, goes to the hospital, full treatment is excellent, its life is. Adipadat, Sunaka, Abhishwangaha, Pussycat, Abhishwangaha, a lot of attachment, Anabhishwangaha. Arjuna, may you not have deeper attachment with your son or daughter. May you not have deeper attachment with husband or wife, wife towards husband, husband towards wife, no deeper attachment. Deeper attachment, kunja attachment, okay. Deeper attachment always cause pain. Therefore, at the deeper attachment, your intellect is totally stultified, stunted. You never think reasonably. Discrimination won't come. Where is the question of jnanam? Where is the question of atma vidya? Mind is not available. Intellect is not available. Because you are obsessed with this putra, dara, griha, pet animals, so many things. Arjuna, these are all not good for spiritual seeker. Putra, dara, griha, dishu, anabhishvangaha. Then next one, 14th value over, putradara grihadishu anabhishvangaha. Nityam cha samachittatvam. Next one, second line, 10th shloka. Nityam cha samachittatvam. May you have even-mindedness. Samachittatvam. May you have even-mindedness. When nityam, all the time, sada anartham, always may you have even-mindedness. Upon what? Upon ishta, anishta, upapattishu, samachittatvam. Ishta upapatti means ishta vastu prapte sati. When that object or person come to you whom you like. Ishta means who is favorable to you. Which object is favorable to you? You like it more, that person or that object, and that comes to you. Ishta upapatti. At that time you should not have any excitement. You should not have overjoy. If you have overjoy, you are going to get sorrow when they depart. Whatever has got arrival, a person or object has arrived, come closer to you, which you like it. What it has got arrival, definitely it must have departure. This we have to remember. Whatever the relations, I told you that example. Two logs of wood come together because of wind. A person, wife or son or daughter or any person, come together, association, the relation, come together. This is called arrival. Ishta upapatti. Whatever I like. Ishta upapatti. Remember the relations, once children are grown up, they have to live independently, they have to go outside, they have to go away from you because of job, something. You have to leave them, allow them to go. I should not hold on to them. Even I should not like they get transfer. So children are holding on to parents, parents holding on to children. Wife is holding on to husband, husband is holding on to wife. Never allow other person to move. And each one putting a fencing. The fencing is called a conditioning. Because that much attachment I develop, I become more insecure if they are away from me. Once you have got their association, every association has got a dissociation in it. Association followed by dissociation. You cannot avoid it, you cannot stop. Your prarabdha, his prarabdha brought you together. Either son or daughter or wife or anyone for that matter, any association of two persons, even guru, shishya also, because of prarabdha, that comes together. Once that relation, prarabdha is over, the relation also will be separated. Allow it. Allow it when it has to dissociate, it has to dissociate. But we are happy, ishta upapatti. In that association, I am so happy, so comfortable. Therefore, I don't want, even I cannot imagine their dissociation. Even imagination of that dissociation, vyoga, itself brought some palpitation in me. Not real dissociation, imaginary dissociation. The vyoga may come, may happen at any time. Because of that association, it happens. Even that imagination of that vyoga, I cannot withstand because of that attachment. Therefore, then I lose my samachittata. Ishta upapattishu, may you not have any attachment. May you not have any excitement. If it comes also, okay. One day or other, they have to go, children have to go out and they have to earn, they have to depend upon themselves. Once they go out and far away, mother always waiting for email. On email anupala, email anupala, email anupala. Already far away, they are busy. First few days they will send. Afterwards, children growing, their children are growing, they are becoming so busy. And this lady is so attached, this mother to that son. And he has got children. Now that children are grown up, still this lady is so much attached to the son. He is so busy with his children and grandchildren, they are also growing. But this lady is go on worrying. Why can't she surrender to God? Why you didn't call me? Sometimes this relation, because of this, wife and husband relation also, once husband becomes sick, suppose, and so much attached, both of them. And this husband expecting her to serve. And she is away from him, another place. And he is demanding. And he is not able to withstand. And sick, he became sick. And he is very badly in need of her service. She is away, distant. So he is always shouting, this is my problem, you are not understanding, he is go on shouting, not able to withstand, expecting some help all the time from others, such a type of mind, always it is, can never have samachittata. Even wife who serves like a nurse, how long she can serve, even wife also, Yavadvitto parjana saktaha tavan nija parivaro raktaha pascha jivati jarjara dehe vartankopi na prichati gehe. So much anxious, so much worry and expecting other person service all the time. That person is also a human being. How can she serve? Without sleep, day and night, this person is expecting from her. How she can? Or she is expecting from him. And both of them will fed up each other, no? And the situation would have undudu because of that expectation. Never expect anything from anyone. Never rely upon any person. Whatever comes, accept it, but never demand or command. Why you are not doing to me? Never command. If you expect you command, you can never have a samachittata. Because ishtam comes, you are so joyful, and anishtam comes. Ishta anishta upapattishu. Anishtam is what? Viyoga, separation. Separation is what? You see, our people, son is one place, daughter is another place. Another place and enna? America lo, son and the pakkam, daughter in the pakkam. So wife and husband cannot be together. In the father, mother go there, and payan veetla varthar, பொண்ணு வீட்டில் ஒருத்தர் இவனுக்கு ஏதாவது உடம்பு சரியில்லைன்னா யார் பண்ணுவா? போத் ஆர் கோயிங் டு ஆஃபீஸ் ஒர்க்கிங் தேர், ஹூ வில் சர்வ்? சஃபரிங், ஸோ மச் சஃபரிங். ஹீ கேனாட் கோ டு ஹாஸ்பிட்டல், ஹீ கேனாட் டிரைவ். இங்கேயாவது கொஞ்சம் போகலாம், அங்கே அது கூட போக முடியாது. 90% ஆஃப் அவர் யங்ஸ்டர்ஸ் ஆர் தேர் ஒர்க்கிங். ஸோ 90% ஆஃப் பேரண்ட்ஸ் ஆர் ஆல்சோ ஷட்டிலிங், not able to travel, not able to shuttle. At that age they cannot be together and serve each other, not possible, because they have to sit a babysitting and a struggling. Because body, this is a body, how much ishta anishta both will happen. Never think always ishtam only happens. No, upapatti means arrival, arrival of favorable situation, departure of favorable situation. Sometimes we don't like anishtam. Anishtam also arrives. Ishtam illadathu kuda arrive aagum. I don't want. What to do? Withstand. Anishta upapattishu. Anishta unfavorable. Most uncomfortable situations bound to come. I am not able to withstand. Never lose your mind balance. Why? That anishtam also has arrived, it will also depart. Ishtam also has got arrival, it also depart. Therefore what? Titiksha. May you develop titiksha. Therefore for that titiksha you require a courage. To develop the patience, titiksha, when ishta anishta happens, ishta happens, don't be too excited. Why? It will go away. Anishta comes also, don't get depression. Why? This also will depart. Therefore, be balanced. That's why many people get psychosomatic ailments because of depression. Lot of depression when that setup got an upset. Some setup, thinking like this, it should happen like this. Suppose it doesn't happen in such a way, then immediately depression, the upset comes. The depression mulama enahum, the body mind will be disturbed, sickness comes, and the treatment starts in depression. Why? Because expectations are not fulfilled. My expectations are not fulfilled. Up to what extent? Up to what I expected. Fulfilled? No, no, no. But what I expected, not fulfilled. Adu korai. Daily paadradhu maatram, korai onrum illai. Indha paadradhukku manasukulla irukkiradhukku sambandhame illai. Ippadi irundha nanna irundhirukum. If it is there, it would have been very nice. And the more and more, the discontentment, atrupti always nagging inside. முணுமுணுத்தானன்னா, தயானந்த சுவாமிஜி சேஸ் முணுமுணுத்தானன்னா என்ன சொல்கிறது இங்கிலீஷில்? கிரம்பிளிங் பர்சன். ஆர்வேஸ் முணுமுணுத்தான்னா கிரம்பிளிங் இன்சைடு. Why to me happened like this? This is called obsession. Depression, oppression, suppression, all comes. By that time, what anna? நன்னா இருக்கார் நேற்று வரைக்கண்ணா, இப்போ தான் கொஞ்சம் ஏதோ பிளட்டில் கொலஸ்ட்ரால டிஃப்ரென்ஸ். Because mind is so disturbed, no? Cholesterol ups and disturbance comes, then palpitation disturbance, blood pressure konja erna maadhiri irukum, idella thagararu anna. Appa udane sugar shoot up aidum, idu edhukku thevaiya illai. Then how to come out of this? Ishta upapatti shu అనిష్ట ఉపపత్తిషు ఇష్టానిష్ట ఉపపత్తిషు సమచిత్తత్వం. హౌ టు గెట్ సమచిత్తత్వం? వరమాటింగ్రదే ఐఎమ్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు గెట్ హౌ నా. దెన్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ సే సింపుల్, ఐ విల్ టెల్ యూ. మయి చానన్య యోగేన భక్తిరవ్యభిచారిణీ వివిక్త దేశ సేవిత్వం అరతిర్జన సంసది. దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ వెరీ టఫ్ టు ప్రాక్టీస్. సమ్టైమ్స్ వీ గెట్ అటాచ్డ్ టు వన్ పర్సన్, వన్ రిలేషన్, అండ్ వీ లెర్న్ ఎ లెసన్ అండ్ దట్ డిసోసియేషన్ టేక్స్ ప్లేస్. వీ వోంట్ స్టాప్ విత్ దట్ అండ్ వీ గెట్ రిలేషన్ విత్ అనదర్ పర్సన్ లేటర్, నైబర్ ఆర్ సమ్ అదర్ రిలేటివ్స్, సమ్ పర్సన్ అదర్ విల్ హుక్డ్. ఆల్రెడీ వీ గాట్ ఎ వన్ లెసన్, ఏం తెలుసుకోకూడదు, ఆహా ఇన్ను పత్తలే. భగవాన్ పుట్స్ యూ ఇన్ అండర్ అనదర్ సిచ్యువేషన్, యూ నీడ్ సమ్ మోర్ లెసన్, అనదర్ రిలేషన్, అండ్ యూ గో ఆన్ అగైన్ డెవలప్ అటాచ్మెంట్. నీ ఇల్లే నా ఇల్లే నా ఇల్లే నీ ఇల్లే వితౌట్ యూ ఐ ఆమ్ నాట్ దేర్, ఐ ఆమ్ నాట్ దేర్, ఇఫ్ యూ ఆమ్ నాట్ దేర్ యూ కెనాట్ సర్వైవ్ లైక్ దట్. బోత్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ సో మచ్ అటాచ్డ్, ఈవెన్ నైబర్స్, ఈవెన్ ఫ్రెండ్స్. దిస్ రిలేషన్షిప్ ఈజ్ సో లైక్ ఇన్ ఇన్ఫెక్షియస్ డిసీజ్. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎనీ రిలేషన్ ఫర్ దట్ మ్యాటర్. ఏది మీ ఇల్లనే సెల్ ఫోన్ పిడిచిండు, ఏదో ఒన్ను ఇరకడం ఆల్వేస్, ఈదర్ పర్సన్ ఆర్ పెట్ ఆనిమల్ ఆర్ ఎనీ సమ్ పొజిషన్. సపోజ్ సమ్ నోబడి ఈస్ దేర్ అన్న దే గో ఆన్ అటాచ్ టు థింగ్స్ ఇన్ ద హౌస్ దే ఆర్ హ్యావింగ్, అది మనస్సునుడే అయ్యా, అది ఒక ఇన్ఫెక్షియస్ డిసీజ్ మనస్సుకి. అది విట్టాలే పోమే పోదు, ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ టు రిలేట్ ఎనీథింగ్ అన్న విడాదు. కొంచెం నాళ్ళకి అప్పుడు అది మరందుట్టు, ఆఫ్టర్ వర్డ్స్ దట్ బిట్టర్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ గాన్ ఎగెయిన్ తుళు తుళి 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 అని తెలియమో స్ప్రౌటింగ్ నా అండ్ మైండ్ వంద సాచురేషన్ ఆయి పోదు అప్ప ఆయనకు వేండ అని చొన్న మనసే కొంచెం నాళ్ళకి ఎన్న పడు తెలియమో అంత తుళురు వరం స్టార్ట్ ఆగు. ఇంకా వసంత సీజన్లో స్ప్రింగ్ సీజన్ మాదిరి పుదుసా పడసెల్ల పోచ్చి పుదుసా వరం అన్న, అదే మాదిరి మనస్సు కూడా ఇట్ వాంట్స్ అనదర్ న్యూ రిలేషన్. దిస్ ఎక్స్పెక్టేషన్ ఆఫ్ మేబీ దిస్ రిలేషన్ మేబీ మోర్ గుడ్, అంత పర్సన్కి తెలియలేన ఏ దట్ ఫ్రెండ్ ఆర్ దట్ రిలేషన్లో ఈజ్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ మీ. అండ్ వీ రిలేట్ ఆర్ రిలై ఆర్ వీ డిపెండ్ అపాన్ అనదర్ రిలేషన్ అండ్ డెవలప్. దట్ ఈస్ వై హస్బెండ్ రిలేషన్ టు చిల్డ్రన్, ద లవ్ ఫ్రమ్ హస్బెండ్ టర్న్స్ టువర్డ్స్ చిల్డ్రన్, ఫ్రమ్ చిల్డ్రన్ టు గ్రాండ్ చిల్డ్రన్. See how it is going on. Again come back, once by that time they become 70. They rely upon God. If they rely upon God, at least at that time, Bhagavan says, Arjuna, to come out of this attachment, abhishvanga, sakti, if you want to come out, you have to develop samachittatvam. Because they are bound to be there, but never succumb to them, never become slave to them. Ishta anishta upapattishu, may you develop samachittatvam. That is the solution, that titiksha you require, that comes only by your bhakti. May you become mai bhakta, mai saguna ishware, mai upon me, unswerving devotion, avyabhicharini bhakti, means nishkama bhakti, care of third chapter, Bhagavad Gita, karma yoga. May you have tremendous bhakti upon me. Never develop attachment with your son or daughter, wife or husband, or father or mother, or any friend or anyone in this world. May you have devotion upon me. How, Bhagavan? It is very difficult. Okay, you have attachment with them, but when custom comes, no, when customs are not those customs officers. Adi kashtam da.
அதுக்கு தான் கஷ்டம்னு வேறு பேர் வச்சுருக்கான்னு நினைக்கிறேன். கஸ்டம்ஸ் ஆஃபீஸர்ஸ் வந்தால் கஷ்டம்தான்.
எனி ப்ராப்ளம் கம்ஸ் இன் யுவர் லைஃப் அட் தட் டைம் யூ லூஸ் யுவர் ஸ்டாண்ட். தேர்ஃபோர் யூ வாண்ட் ஹாவ் மினிமம் அட்டாச்மெண்ட் வித் ஃபேமிலி பீப்புள். ஐ டோன்ட் சே டோட்டல்லி பிகாஸ் யூ கேனாட், ஐ நோ தேட். பிகாஸ் எனி ஹவ் யுவர் ஒய்ஃப், யுவர் ஹஸ்பண்ட், யுவர் சன் ஆர் டாட்டர், ஹூ ஆம் ஐ டு டாக்? பட் வென் த சிச்சுவேஷன் கம்ஸ் யூ ஆர் நாட் ஏபிள் டு ஃபேஸ், வித் ஸ்டாண்ட், ஹோல்ட் ஆன் டு மீ. அப்படியாவது கொஞ்சம் அனன்ய பக்தி, அவ்யபிசாரிணி பக்தியா யூ கேன் டெவலப் தட் ஸ்ட்ரென்த் டு வித் ஸ்டாண்ட். தட் சமச்சித்தத்துவம் கம்ஸ் ஓன்லி வென் யூ ரிலை அப்பான் மீ. அவ்யபிசாரிணி பக்தி மீன்ஸ் அன்ஸ்வர்விங் டிவோஷன். இஃப் யூ ஹாவ் தட் டிவோஷன் அப்பான் மீ, தட் மீன்ஸ் யூ வர்ஷிப் காட். பகவான் கிவ் மீ ஸ்ட்ரென்த் டு ஃபேஸ் திஸ் அன்ஃபேவரபிள் சிச்சுவேஷன். யூ சீக் ஸ்ட்ரென்த் அட்லீஸ்ட் ஃப்ரம் மீ. ஐ டோன்ட் சே டோட்டலி ரினவுன்ஸ் தேம் அண்ட் கம். இஃப் ஐ சே லைக் தட், யூ ரினவுன்ஸ் மீ. பகவான் நோஸ் தட். If I say don't totally renounce anna, you renounce me. Therefore, I don't want to say renounce me. First, you attach with them. But when you are not able to withstand and your mind is so disturbed, you pray me. What way? Bhagavan, give me strength how to face this situation. I am so upset. I am so disturbed. I am not able to withstand. Please give me strength to face this. That samachittatvam I will give you. You just pray, that's enough. Havyabhicharini bhakti. That bhakti, that is called, you do your job, you do your work. Ishwararpana buddhya karma kuru. Prasada buddhya phalam swikuru. As a karta, do your job as an offering to me. Don't take that when you are bringing up children, taking care of your husband, or husband is taking care of wife, don't think you are doing. That is as a Ishvara seva. Ishvara arpana buddhya kurunar. It is a, this karma, this action, this service I am doing for Ishvara. Appadi pannu. Andha bhavanaiyoda pannu. Pannum bodhu. Karta, as a karta also, you have to remember me. Once you do karma, that family duties, you get phalam. They won't recognize your services. Wife doesn't recognize husband's service. Husband doesn't recognize wife's service. Of course, children never recognize. Parents never recognize children's services. Then what? Who recognize? Bhagavan only recognize. Therefore, as a bhokta, accept whatever phalam comes. I will give you strength. Why? Because you have bhakti upon me. I am there in your mind. I will protect you, the upset mind. I will make it again set up. That is why Ishvara is the only our resort, final resort. Bhagavan is never unjust towards anyone, at any place, at any time. Every experience, painful, bitter experience, what do we feel? In my life, it is a shock, suppose we say. In my life, it is a shock, big shock. Shastra says, it is not a shock. Really speaking, it is a stepping stone for you to learn a lesson. It is not a shock. That bitter experience, I told you in the last class, furnace, gold mine. In the experience, Bhagavan nannu pottar enna. Bitter experience, I don't like it. I don't want to do it. Bhagavan puts me in that, no, remember me. Because that situation is required according to your prarabdha. The prarabdha can be exhausted. Arakshitam tishtati daiva rakshitam. Arakshitam, which you are not protecting, will be protected by Daiva Rakshitam. Daiva means your prarabdha. If it is a good prarabdha, it protects you. Surakshitam, Vinashyati Daiva Hatam. If you have a bad prarabdha, you have to exhaust that bad prarabdha. Even you want to protect yourself from that bad prarabdha, you can never. You have to undergo that. That's for our karma phalam we are exhausting when anishta upapatti. When unfavorable situations are coming, our bad prarabdha, terrible prarabdha, we are undergoing exhausting. Pona pohattu. And the pain valiya poyidavanna. Including vyadhi. Including pain, bodily pain. Including family situations. Ishta upapatti na, because of favorable prarabdha. Can you stop? Your own prarabdha, can you stop? Either good or bad, we do not know. We have to face it. When you are facing, when it is unpredictable, you have no control. Instead of grumbling, what you have to do? Undergo it. You have to undergo. How to undergo? I will become flat. You need not become flat. You take the God's support. Bhagavan, give me strength to undergo this bad prarabdha, this situation. I am exhausting my own karma. Therefore, give me strength. That is called avyabhicharini bhakti. If I have total strength, Bhagavan does the justice to me. Nothing will happen to me. There is something good in this. Even this bitter experience also, which I don't like to do, it is happening because of my bad prarabdha. Bhagavan is going to teach me something through this experience. Convert that disadvantageous, uncomfortable, unfavorable situation into an advantageous. Adversity into an advantageous. Adverse situations convert into an advantageous. That is why they say intelligently, intelligent people, when people throw the bricks, stones upon them, they collect all of them and constructed a house. 3 million. People throw bricks upon you, stones on you, and blame. They never appreciate, they ignore, they always point out, they will blame you all the time, all pinpoint, complaint. And you take all those criticisms, collect and learn, and you become so mature. That is called intelligence. Each and every experience, no one can disturb me. I never empower anyone to disturb my inner peace. That much courage I required. Who will give that courage? Ishvara. That's why prayer. Every prayer, every japa, mantra is only to empower myself, not allowing anyone to empower me. I never allow them to empower me. I am depending upon myself, not anyone. That is called avyabhicharini bhakti mayi. Ananya yogena, with undivided attention, with chitta samadhanam. Ananya yogena means without any distraction. Next, vivikta desha sevitvam. May you learn to live alone in solitude. Sevitvam means may you take up, may you resort to solitude once in a while. Never mingle with people at that time. At least once in a week, once in a month. Be alone. Alone to alone. All alone. We have come alone, we are going alone. While living also, learn to live alone. Never think nobody is there around me, nobody is talking. Don't feel like that. That solitude really is a best sadhana for a spiritual journey. Nobody is talking, nobody is there at home also. Take it as an advantage. Ashram. நின்ன இருக்கு, ஃபாரஸ்ட்டு மாதிரி இருக்கு. நிம்மதியாக உட்காந்து பகவான் படிச்சுட்டு சாதனை பண்ணுங்க. யாருமே இல்லை, என்னாகுமோ என்னாகும். தசரதா ஹஸ் காட் 4 children. நோபடி வாஸ் தேர் அரவுண்ட் வென் ஹீ வாஸ் லீவிங் ஹிஸ் லைஃப் பிராண. தேர் ஃபார் அக்கார்டிங் டு யுவர் பிராரப்தா இட் ஹேப்பன்ஸ். யூ நீட் நாட் வரி டூ மச். நோ மோர் இன் த நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ். பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.